Welcome to the Ardella Training Podcast, the interrogation series. I'm your host, Scott Ardella. The interrogation series are insider interviews with real people from the Ardella Training community. This exclusive interview series will be in between our regular episodes here on the RT Podcast. In these short, high-powered interview sessions, you'll get real-world stories, experiences, and lessons we can all learn from. So let's jump into this week's show. Enjoy. All right, joining me right now is Kane. And Kane, thank you so much for coming on the show. If you could briefly tell us a little bit about your background and, of course, your full name.
Yeah, of course. My name's Kane Folks-Miller. You can probably tell from my accent I'm from the UK, just based north of London in the countryside. I'm a 42-year-old management consultant. I travel relentlessly for work. I'm a Strength Matters qualified kettlebell instructor, but I only have the one client, and that's myself. So, yeah, good to speak to you, Scott.
What would you like to share on the podcast? Actually, I think you've had some really great success with your training. You just talked about that you travel relentlessly. Talk a little bit about that and how you manage to train with everything that you have going on.
Yeah. I mean, it was about sort of last October, actually. I got off a flight from Asia. I was all jet lagged getting home, and I was kind of looking at myself in the mirror, and I was your real typical skinny fat. And I'm, you know, someone I've been training, I won't say consistently, but regularly for the past 20 years. I've done, you know, Spartan races, Tough Mudders, triathlons, all of those sorts of things. So I felt pretty fit, but I just wasn't really happy with the way I looked, the way I felt a lot of the time. And just randomly, I was, you know, doing a bit of research on the internet. I'd been listening to your podcasts, and I came across the Kettlebell Domination Program. And I was reading the program, just the intro notes, and the thing that really struck me, really basic, seems very, very obvious, is something you mentioned several times, is really commit the time and just finish the program. And that really struck a chord with me, because I thought to myself, you know what, I've started loads and loads of programs over these past 20 years, but about 2 weeks in, one or two things would happen. I'd either think, yeah, I can do this program better. You know, this guy who's tested it and developed it, I'm sure I know better. So I'd change the program. So effectively, I'm not really doing the program anymore. Or some other new shiny program would come along, and I'd think, yeah, I'll start that now. And, you know, unsurprisingly, I kept myself fit, but I wasn't really achieving any great progress. So that was really the big takeaway for me there.
That is huge. And again, you're right. We do talk about that a lot on the podcast. And there are several interviews I can think of where we talked about the importance of, you know, having a plan and picking a program or a plan and completing that program. And whether or not you get the actual result or not, maybe that you were seeking to achieve, you will learn so much from finishing that program about what will work for you. So it's incredibly important to, you know, not get distracted, like you said, not be 2 weeks in and then decide that you're going to shift gears and move on into something else. Now, a couple other things that, again, you mentioned is with travel. How do you manage doing a structured program with travel? What's your steps there?
It's tough. You know, I really, when I started Kettlebell Domination, I really committed to it. And I said, well, you know, I'm going to find a way to do that. And obviously you had your four kettlebell workouts a week, and then you had your sort of sprinting sessions there. So with my travel, if I was traveling in the UK or if I was traveling by car, you know, I'd chuck a kettlebell in my boot, in my trunk, and I would take that to the hotel with me, and I'd make sure I was still able to do those programs, because lots of hotel gyms, they don't have kettlebells, right. And to be honest, they don't want people throwing kettlebells around there, you know, there anyway. Right. So I took a kettlebell with me. If I was traveling further afield, like by plane, obviously taking a kettlebell with you is not really practical on a plane. So then I would look at doing some of the sprint programs. So I'd, you know, look on Google Maps, see if I could find some, you know, challenging terrain. You do a sort of four or five minute light run to get warmed up. And if I could find some very, very steep steps or a hill or something, I would do my sort of hill interval training to do that. So what that gave me, you know, while I'm traveling, I could probably get 2 or 3 workouts in, depending on whether I had a kettlebell or not. And then the rest I would fit in when I was back at home. And that does bring up some challenges in terms of having to do quite hard back-to-back exercises or workouts to keep them into the week. So sometimes, you know, I was getting through a week's worth of work in about a week and a half. Sometimes it was taking me, because it's still very important to manage the recovery, particularly in kettlebell domination, because that's a pretty tough program.
Yes. So you did mention that the strategies for sleep, stress, nutrition, maybe, so we could spend a lot of time talking on that, of course, but maybe just kind of top line that, like, what have you found to be effective to tackle those areas?
Yeah, I mean, and particularly when it's traveling, because you're in hotels or in different time zones, it's very easy to consume a lot of calories from rubbish or alcohol. So it was pretty key to really monitor. You know, I used my Fitness Pal to just monitor what I was eating. So if I was going out in the evening, I was leaving the bread alone or leaving the carbs alone. I wasn't, you know, drinking anything sort of beyond maybe half a glass of wine. And then when I was in a hotel room, you know, sleep is critical and hotels are very noisy places. So what I found really, really useful is I just downloaded some recordings of waves or, you know, nature sounds, kind of white or grey noise, just to block out that sound. And I had an app which would help me sort of meditate. So it's just, again, it's about being consistent, you know, not having overly late nights, making sure I was getting really, really good sleep, even when I was traveling, and not falling in the trap of consuming a lot of excessive calories, which is very easy to do and you're completely unaware of it. And that obviously then undoes all the work you're doing on the training, particularly with fat loss. That was very, very critical.
That is great. There's just some really good tactics there. So using MyFitnessPal and really essentially tracking what you're eating and making smart decisions while you're out there on the road. And then for sleep, you know, using audio apps to relax and make sure that your sleep quality is in a peak situation for you. So that is awesome. What do you hope that people can take away from our interview session here today? What's the big thing that people can take out of this?
For me, as I said, it's really simple, but it was an absolute game changer. It was, you know, find the program that you think meets your goals, be it, you know, if you want to get bigger or you want to lose fat. I would, you know, commit to them for 5 or 6 weeks, what you want to achieve, and just finish the program. And say, it sounds so obvious, but it's something when I look back on my training cycles, I just wasn't doing it. And I would hazard a guess that's probably going to be the same for like 80% of people out there who, you know, feel they're doing a lot of training, but are just not quite seeing the level of results they want to do. So, you know, find a program that fits your goals and commit to it, and don't stop till you've completed it. Don't change it. Don't get distracted by anything else. Just stick with that program and then assess where you are once you've, you know, you completed that, and then find the next program that fits where you want to take things, sort of the, you know, the next level, be it fat loss, hypertrophy, or whatever. And that really, as I say, that was the game changer for me. I just, you know, hadn't been doing it.
Well, I absolutely love it. And you are preaching to the choir on that one. So find the goal, pick the program, and finish the program. It really is that simple. So as we wrap up, is there any resource or anything else that you'd like to share with the audience here before we close it down?
No, I mean, obviously, as you know, I'm an avid fan of your programs. They are some of the most effective programs I've done. I've also, you know, read Edge of Strength, which is a great resource, particularly in terms of an approach to strength. I think it's very easy to understand and it's very easy to implement, because, you know, it's very easy to read some great things, and then they're more challenging to implement than you'd expect. And Edge of Strength really does that. There's the Strength Matters magazine, which is a kettlebell monthly magazine, which I read. And that gives a, you know, great overview of, you know, what various people are doing with their training. So, yeah, those two resources, they're interesting to read and definitely valuable.
Fantastic. Kane, thank you so much. A lot of great information in this short session. I hope that people can walk away, take action, and apply some of the things that they heard about in this talk here. So thank you so much, Kane.
My pleasure. You have a good day, and it's been great speaking to you.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to the Ardello Training Podcast, this special edition of the Interrogation Series. Stay tuned for the next installment coming again soon with a new short high-impact interview session. And of course, catch our regular featured interview each and every Wednesday. Be sure to go to ardellotraining.com/join and become part of the Ardello Training community. And you also find many great free training resources to start building a wealth of knowledge and accelerate your training results for the long term. I'll see you there.